chain tied to me tight, tight.
That's my Dave Matthews impression. It's not a very good one. Hey, it's Michael Kelly joining us on KMOX here with Chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. This might turn into just a Chat with Stu Mac segment. I don't know.
Well, I'm okay with that, but you're not a Dave fan, I guess.
No, I am a Dave fan. There was that one song on the radio that was over, and he was like, and I was just like, did that all the time. It was always in my head. And you know how the top 40 stations, they just play it over and over and over.
It just
got in there. So it's like, it's just stuck in there. I'm sorry. Okay. Well,
you're good.
Well, let's talk a little politics, shall we? So Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, of course, called this special session late on Friday. There was rumors flying all over the newsroom all week, and we tried to get him to tell us that's what was going to happen on, like, Wednesday, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to have to check back. And then Friday he dropped the big story, about addressing this congressional redistricting. So the move would redraw the state's 8 congressional districts. So, Michael, what are Republicans looking to gain here? What's the deal?
Well, they're trying to appease what President Trump has requested. And quite honestly, I don't think this would be happening in Missouri. I'm not sure the governor is enthusiastic about what he's doing. But the president of the United States started a couple of weeks ago saying that this is what they were going to do in Missouri. And when you have a party that's controlled by Donald Trump the way that it is, everybody follows along. So what is it ultimately going to mean? That Kansas City is going to get busted up into 3 different congressional districts, so therefore taking away Emanuel Cleaver's seat, adding enough Republicans in to all 3 of those seats to what they believe will ensure a victory for the Republicans. They'll pick up 1 more seat. This is kind of a part of this whole thing that's been taking place as a result of the president wanting to see it done in Texas. Missouri is another part of his plan. And as a result, the Democrats are answering, and we're doing this across the country. And it's absolute lunacy, Stuart. It's crazy.
Special session's also going to focus on reforming the state's initiative petition process. What do you think of that?
I don't like that. And the reason why I'm not a fan of it is because most of the issues that have been brought by the voters to the ballot are passing. In fact, they're contrary to what, in many instances, the legislature is doing, whether it be a raise in the minimum wage, whether it be expansion of Medicaid in the state of Missouri, legalization of marijuana. All these things were opposed by the legislature, and it was the citizens who came forward with initiative petition to change that. So I don't like that. I like the direct democracy of people being able to vote at the ballot. But maybe the longer term consequences of the legislature would be felt if the people didn't have direct access to the ballot. So it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, Stu. I don't like it. I'm not sure if this will ultimately have too much change coming to it, because I think it's popular on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've heard that some say that it's too easy to change the Constitution. What do you think of that line?
Well, I think it is true in the sense that you can inject through a majority vote in the state of Missouri something into the Constitution. But the reality is that it seems to be the only way that people can get the issues that they care about addressed, because the Republican legislature is not taking up minimum wage, Medicaid expansion, legalization of marijuana, both medical and recreational. These were all ideas brought forth by the citizens to deal with a legislature that wasn't paying attention to them. So while there may be complaints that it's easy to change the Constitution, it seems to be easier to change the Constitution than change the legislature.
So we've had stories running this morning and last week too that President Trump wants troops to be heading into Chicago. He's calling it the killing fields. When will St. Louis get in the spotlight for this? We've heard from Senator Schmidt about FBI agents, you know, filtering in St. Louis soon. We haven't heard really much more about a game plan for that. But what about National Guard troops heading to St. Louis?
Well, from my perspective, Stu, this whole thing is performative from the White House. It's all about sending troops in to stand around and not be able to enforce the law. The president's using this as a way to put a highlight on what he says is craziness inside of cities and wild, rampant crime. Yeah, great question. Why isn't St. Louis being discussed? Well, I'll tell you why. We're a red state. And our governor is not a Democrat considering running for president. So as a result, we have the president using whatever authorities and powers given or debatable. He's trying to implement them to make a political point. I don't see what it does for us ultimately. I mean, really what makes the most sense in Missouri is having a bunch of National Guards folks come into St. Louis and help us on the streets is not going to make a difference. But the federal government could send some more money, could send some more resources that would help us to be able to attract and hire new cops and deal with crime long term rather than this short injection we've seen now in D.C. and potentially, I guess, Chicago.
If it does come to St. Louis, I'm interested to see what Mayor Spencer would say, you know, maybe holding a press conference saying not liking troops coming here. But I'm just curious to see what that narrative would be because, you know, the narrative has kind of been, hey, we would like more police officers. It's just hard to hire more. And but then kind of maybe rejecting, you know, other troops. This is very hypothetical, of course. So.
Well, it's not a long-term solution, this whole, you know, National Guard thing. It really is 100% performative. If I were the mayor, and I'm not, I'd be leaning into this, saying, goodness, I'm so glad the president of the United States is wanting to focus on crime in the inner cities. Would be helpful if he were to send us more federal funds so that we can afford more officers for a long-term, ongoing reform of crime in our city. But that's not what's happening here. This is all being done for television purposes. And I would bet by the time we all sit down for Thanksgiving, this idea that we're rushing in National Guard troops around the country will be long gone because the president will be on to his next performative action.
It's Michael Kelly of Hancock & Kelly. We'll see you on Fox 2 later, okay?
Peace and love, brother. Peace and love.